The success that I had with Sony is so important, and it's why I am so thankful and grateful to Sony for the support that they gave me in the beginning years. It has been so important for me to build a base out in the world, to build connections like being a river and traveling. I was able to make inroads and through roads and go all over the world and begin relationships and share my music with people. I also had hits on the radio, which put dollars in my bank. It took me a long time to deal with that too, by the way, and it's something every artist has to deal with down the line. When they do become successful, handling money and all the stuff that comes with that, I have handled it pretty well, because when I left Sony, it was just that it was time to leave. I feel as completely forgiven on both sides, you know, that anything that could have been tense is not tense anymore. I feel that we communicate love and respect towards one another. That's a fact. What I have now is the ability, like, I just financed my own record. Why did I do that? Because, as any artist out there will tell you, if you make deals that aren't in your favor, but because you're so desperate to get your work out there, which is the story of every artist, we are desperate. I am too. It goes too long and a record's not coming out, I feel antsy. I want to get my work out there. Even if it's to one person, you want to share it, you want to get feedback. So often we make bad deals. We make deals that sell ourselves short. Well, you know, just because I was successful and had a name didn't mean that people were always offering me good deals, because the industry is the industry, and it will never favor the artist. And the artists have to realize that we're just pawns in a game of making money. Okay, that's not a bad thing. In fact, it can be a great thing. You just have to learn how to use your pawn power. For me, the pawn power was, like I said, leaving. Knowing I was ready to give up my career, by the way. I didn't leave thinking I had a great independent world ahead of me. I left thinking the business was going to blackball me or whatever, because I left thinking everyone was going to say, she's just a crazy nut and how could she leave Sony Music? Well, that isn't what happened. I was lucky, but I took the risk. I had no evidence that I was going to survive this as an artist, but I took the risk and I did survive. This time around, I re-released my record. I had a good deal of success with that on radio and also touring and selling it and whatever. And then it came time for my fourth record, and I said, you know, I'm just not liking any of these deals I'm being offered. They're not bad, but they're not good for a person who's been what I've been through. They're not good for a person who handles their own money and who's walked this road. So I said, well, if I make it myself, I won't owe myself any money. For every dollar you get, you're going to have to pay that back and then some. And I didn't want to have to recoup all this money. I wanted to have a free and equal partnership. And artists can do that now. And especially an artist who has a name and who's been out there. Because you've done it. And you've proven yourself. By the way, you never prove yourself enough. But you've proven yourself a little bit. That people can maybe say, you know what, that would be a good partner. I know that she can do this and whatever. So I did. I financed the record myself, and I co-produced it, which was great. I didn't want to produce it myself again. I had to produce Timber alone, and I loved it, and I grew from it. But I was so ready to work with people who I respected, and I chose the Berman Brothers, and they were wonderful. And I love the record. It's full of joy and love and innocence and street, and it's just full of newness and freshness. It's full of kind of bravery and independence. Freedom, one has to get there. And when you get there, you have to realize what you have. And then you're always going to be making choices to protect it, because you can always go the other way. My choice today, the best thing in the world would be to form an equal partnership with someone who wanted to distribute the record and promote it. And if they had radio in their departments, that would be wonderful. And if they didn't, then we'd work out some deal so that I could still do radio. Because I love radio with a passion. I love the medium. I listen to it. I write naturally hit songs. And a lot of independent artists don't need radio and don't need to use it as a tool. For me, it's one of the best channels out there because of my songs are so radio-ish. I think I shine in the medium. So I would like to do an equal partnership. I would like to be an entrepreneur is what I would like to be. That would be my choice. My choice would not be to go to a big label. It would be to have the responsibility that I've already taken on and carried a step further. I think there's times when art and commerce intersect, and I think the 60s was a golden era of that, and I think the 70s was too. Our whole world has gotten too weighted, especially this country. Capitalism rules the day too much. It's going to destroy the country in terms of the environment, and it's going to destroy our souls, and we have to check it. And people do naturally check it. Thomas Jefferson said, capitalism will destroy democracy if we let it. and democracy within ourselves. What is democracy? It's the right to choose. And that is what art is. Art is something that is here for us to make us do things differently, to make us think about what we do and say, you know, I haven't done that. I'm going to go do that. Or, wow, I've been living in a box and I haven't seen things that way. Art changes your vision of the world. It opens up your perspective. But I mean, the key thing is your perspective, not so that you take on the artist's point of view, but so that you open up your point of view and you then can give that to the world. It's very important. I'll try to talk about the songs, but it's really difficult having people not heard them yet, because I have to tell you that I'm going to try and talk about Beautiful Girl. People's interpretation of the song is so much more meaningful than what I can tell them, because the songs come from when I'm in an alpha state, a dreaming state. And so it's almost like such a better discussion when the person who's heard it says, you know, Sophie, did you mean this? Or I think you're talking about that. And then it gives me insight into myself. It's very difficult for me to tell you what I'm writing about, because I'm not a writer who sits there and says, this is who I am, and this is what I'm trying to tell you about life and the world. In fact, I want you to tell me, and then we'll have a discussion. So let me introduce Beautiful Girl. It's a very dark and light song. It's a dark type beauty song. I just want to say that there's a focus, I call it euthanasia. There's a focus on youth and beauty, which I think is destroying our country and our girls, and now even boys. And I think that it's making people not live with the deepest connection to their own soul and life. And Beautiful Girl is kind of addressing that.